West Georgia's first news for your Monday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. The Harrelson County Sheriff's Office has issued a warrant for the arrest of a man they believe shot another as the victim drove in his vehicle Friday afternoon. Lieutenant Donnie Mapp says midday Friday, deputies responded to a call of a crashed vehicle with injuries off Morgan Road just west of Corinth-Poseyville Road. They soon learned the cause of the crash was the driver had been shot. The preliminary investigation suggests that as the victim's vehicle had come off Corinth-Poseyville Road, a white older model Jeep was parked in the street, and a white male was standing in the traveling lane. The driver of the vehicle attempted to go around the man in the road. As he did, the man in the road fired at least one shot into the vehicle, striking the victim. The bullet penetrated the driver's seat, entered near the victim's spine. The vehicle left the roadway and crashed into a tree. The shooting victim has been identified as 30-year-old Christopher Hetling of Temple. He is in critical condition, being treated in an Atlanta hospital. Investigators have identified the alleged offender as 26-year-old Christian Taylor Davis of Temple. He remains at large as of Monday morning. Anyone knowing the whereabouts of Davis should call 911 or the Harrelson County Sheriff's Office. The ongoing investigation has resulted in numerous other arrests unrelated to this specific incident, including for outstanding warrants and drugs. Well, there are no more available spots for the mass COVID-19 vaccination event scheduled for Carroll County on Tuesday. The Department of Public Health on Thursday announced they would offer COVID-19 vaccines to all Phase 1A individuals on Tuesday at the University of West Georgia Stadium parking lot for healthcare workers in clinical settings, staff and residents of long-term care facilities, all law enforcement and fire personnel, and adults aged 65 and older and their caregivers. Initially, no appointments were necessary. Then on Saturday, health officials stated that out of abundance of concern for the well-being of people intending to camp out overnight to be among the first in line, they had decided to make Tuesday's clinic by appointment only. They provided a phone number and website to apply. Then on Sunday, the Department of Health removed the option for applying online because, according to one health official, individuals were filling out numerous applications online and calling the appointment hotline as well. By late Sunday afternoon, appointments had been set for all 800 vaccinations. Additional opportunities for the COVID-19 vaccination will be announced in the coming days. Well, the city of Carrollton will soon have a new bike trail for those who like to get off the path of the green belt a bit. Volunteers and professionals with MTB Atlanta over the weekend began work on a new trail by the Castle Playground near Lake Carroll. The group is building a pump track in the woods and some greenway adjacent single track as a gateway project they will develop all along Carrollton's green belt in the future. On Saturday, the group performed corridor cleaning for new trail construction. Well, as other local state representatives and state senators have told us in interviews this past December, newly elected District 18 State Rep Tyler Paul Smith said last week that restoring confidence in the state's election process will be a priority for legislators with the new session convening Monday.
The thing that I'm looking forward to most is addressing the election issues that we have and restoring the integrity to our election process. So that's number one priority and should be. Priority number two is going to be the budget, and anything else will just be a little bit extra.
2021 sees Smith taking part in his first session as a State House rep. He has not been notified of committees he'll serve, but he's picked three. He hopes he can participate.
And I'm pretty sure they'll put me on one of the judiciary committees just because of my day job being practicing law. I had actually requested the judiciary committee, the agriculture committee, and judiciary non-civil. So I wanted to show that I was ready to offer any service I could to the State House and actually go to work. I didn't really put in for committees that have it easy. I'm willing to get in there and work on our policy and see what we can do to make Georgia a better state.
That complete Community Voice interview with Smith is now archived in the podcast section on the Newstalk1330.com website. For breaking news throughout the day, keep your radio tuned to this station. Also, be sure and like the Newstalk1330 WLBB Facebook page. In the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom, I'm Colin Worthington.